Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's quite unique and pretty damn cool that we are about to speak to our second Tampa Bay Lightning player in season. Normally, you don't get to talk to hockey players in season because these dudes not only bust their ass on the ice every night, but they have a lot of games. So we preseason, we'll usually send Seth with a recorder.
I forgot this year.
Into a very pungent locker room where he interviews half-naked men. He's very comfortable doing that.
I think it's a delightful aroma.
Okay.
I do.
So we send him in there and he gets some recording. You know, we've sent you in there and you get recorded interviews and stuff. But we had the pleasure of speaking with Coburn a few months ago at our toy drive. And we thought that that'd be it, you know, and we'd be very happy. We do our show once the playoffs start. We do our show from Amalie, and we're pressed up against a glass waving at these guys like the goons that we are. And when we had the opportunity to talk to Mr. Ryan Callahan, courtesy of our buddy Charlie Belcher, who I guess built up a level of trust, we said, well, let's help this guy promote his charity event. And when I push this button, we'll be speaking to the Tampa Bay Lightning's Ryan Callahan. Ryan, thanks a lot for making time for us, man.
Hey guys, what's going on? Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, we appreciate you being here. We actually got to meet you and spend some time with you guys at the Beat Neuroblastoma event where your foundation was amazingly generous. I think you dropped like $40,000 that night to help the kids with neuroblastoma. And I hope that Seth and I entertain you and Mr. Hedman, Stamkos, and Girardi.
Yeah, that was an amazing event that night at Armature Works, and obviously for a great cause. MB and Kyle and everything he's doing for that organization is tremendous. So I know the guys were excited to be there and help support, and you guys did a good job too up there. MCM.
If you had to rate them on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the best.
Throwing them out for you.
Well, thank you.
You guys are probably about a 9.5.
Yeah.
That seems bold.
Man. And what he said about Kyle is true. That guy
got some people to spend some money.
Yeah, that's what we're there for, to shake the pockets out. And Kyle, who runs that that charity, boy, what a great guy and what a personal story he and his wife have, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, Drew, I was nervous because I think at some point Kyle said, hey, can you guys just kill a couple of minutes? And I think that's when we had to start begging people to donate money. So
yeah.
I was very nervous at that portion of the evening.
Yeah, nothing ever goes as planned, Ryan. So were you scouting the area that night? Like, did you look around and go, man, what a great event. I should come out to Armature Works and do my own charity event in February?
Yeah, actually, at that time we were looking for venues where we were going to hold ours. That obviously was on the list, and we saw how well they did a job there. The staff there, everybody there did an amazing job. And being at that event, I actually shot it up the list pretty quickly, and we wanted to host our event there too.
Yeah, now let's talk about your event. It's a week from tonight, and it's at the Cigar City Casino portion. It sounds like a fun night of raising a lot of money. Tell us about your foundation and why the cause is so near and dear to your heart, Ryan.
Yeah, so we started this 3 years ago now, me and my wife. The Ryan Callahan Foundation, supporting pediatric cancer. And our goal is, with our foundation, is to give families experiences away from the treatment center. And the way it started, we started with Callie's Crew, which we'd bring in pediatric families who wanted to come see a hockey game, bring them to the suite, entertain them there, bring them down afterwards, do some autographs and pictures, things like that. And meeting the families and everything, we're like, we need to do more. You know, these kids, these families are amazing. What they're going through isn't fair. And through that, we started to do like a Make-A-Wish type of experience where once a month we pick a family, send them on a vacation, 3 to 4 days, where they want to go, and we send them there. And then obviously it keeps evolving as we keep going. And now we're starting to do a little bit of financial aid as well.
Wow.
I think what you don't realize is these families, you know, some of them, the parents have to leave their jobs to be in the hospital with their kid 24/7. And all of a sudden the house bills, the phone bills, all these bills start piling up, you know, and if they're lucky enough for their children to survive, or, you know, if they're unfortunate and he doesn't survive, then they're left with all these bills. They don't have a house to go back to. So, we want to help in that way too. So we're touching a little bit of everything with pediatric cancer, and And so far, we've had a huge success and met some amazing people.
And Ryan, isn't it a great feeling when you get to not only do a job that pays you pretty dang well to do something that you do for fun, but you get to use your position in the community to help people who are less fortunate and going through really hard times get through it a little bit easier? Very gratifying, right?
Yeah, it is. And I'm extremely lucky to be in the position I am and to be able to play a sport for a living. And, you know, I've been given this platform where I'm going to have the ability to raise money, raise awareness, to reach out and affect these families, affect these kids by just saying hello to them, really. And it's very humbling. And at the same time, it's rewarding to be able to help these kids and help these families.
Isn't it a great feeling to be part of it? I don't know what it was like up in New York when you worked up there for that team, but down here with Mr. Vinnick and the culture that he creates, it's so wonderful to see something like that where, you know, they do so much for charity and their players do so much in the community as well. It really gives you a sense of identity in Tampa Bay, and it probably puts a little extra zip in your skate of practice, right?
No, it definitely does. Me and my wife, as soon as we got here 5 years ago, we fell in love with the community. Obviously, that started with the Tampa Bay Lower organization with Jeff Vinnick, Steve Eiserman at the time. And when we told them we wanted to start this foundation and get a 501c3 and be certified, they were happy to help. And they helped us through every step of the way. And he was right there with us. He met with us, guided us through everything. Obviously, he's been through it before. They've been unbelievable supportive with us and our foundation.
We're speaking with Ryan Callahan from the Tampa Bay Lightning. Seth and his wife spearhead a charity locally called Apple a Day, and the Lightning were good enough to donate how many, Seth, of the cases for iPads that we give to kids who have
I believe it was 100, I think, with iPad cases with the Lightning logos, and those are not cheap.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, when you give a kid, you go to see a kid in the hospital, and I'm sure you've seen it too, Ryan, who's getting chemotherapy for the third consecutive week, and all he needs is something to distract him. You get to give him an iPad with the hometown team on it, you realize that sports can be bigger than sports. It's no longer the athletes that we grew up with where they just played really good hockey. You're a community dude and an ambassador as well, and you seem like a guy who embraces that role, and I think that's fantastic. By the way, we do need to plug the event. Officially, it is the RCF Cigar City Speakeasy and Casino. I'll even throw your sponsor some love. Dex Imaging is presenting sponsor, and Ryan uses his foundation to fight pediatric cancer and do a lot of good for the community.
Ryan, what's your process like for inviting teammates to your charity events? Because I'm guessing you're a hard guy to say no to when you ask them to come out there and support the cause.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, they're not a hard group to get a yes out of. So they had this event 3 years ago. It was kind of our launch event, a lot different than what we're doing now. But I had 100% attendance from every player there. And wow. Then as soon as I brought it up again in the room and asked the guys, you know, me and my wife would love to have you there. I understand it's a night off and, you know, we don't get too many of these, but if you guys could be there to support us, support the foundation, support the community, once again, 100% everybody's going to be there. So, it just shows you how close this team is, and it shows you how much, you know, as a team, we care about this community and how much each individual player does. So, I can't thank my teammates enough for all the support they've given me.
And I'll tell you, Ryan, at that BNB event, Seth and I agreed to be the MCs before we knew any of you guys were going to be there. And then I get there that night, and they're like, oh, yeah, no big deal. It's just going to be Ryan Callahan, Victor Hedman, Steven Stamkos, and Dan Girardi. And, you know, we meet some people through this job, and we try not to get too starstruck. But standing near you guys, it's like, holy crap, you're the guys that we watch in the Amelie and on TV, except you're standing right there. It's something to behold, man. I don't know if you guys know from a layman's perspective how much respect this community and I personally have for your athletic ability out there, man. You put your we did some stat collecting. Tell me if this is true. You in your career.
See if he knows how
okay,
many.
Okay, all right. Yeah, all right. Part of your game, Ryan Callahan, being the bruiser that you are, is laying your body into some other chump from some other team. How many times in your career have you put a hit on somebody? At least how many times has it been counted statistically?
Too many, I think. I don't know. I mean, that's a great question. I couldn't even fathom to throw a number at you. I don't know what that would be.
All right. How about this number right here? 2,100 hits in your career so far. You have laid some schmuck on another team out, dude.
Kind of feels like it. So that's probably about right.
And what did you say? How many blocks has he taken, Seth? Because he's taken blocks.
I can't read my own handwriting at the moment, but I believe this looks like 623 blocks.
That's when a puck hits his body, right? Jeez, Mary.
That's correct. Yeah.
And, you know, some hockey fans, I guess, would say, oh, you know, he's dinged up. But you're dinged up because you got your wrist broken by a freaking puck that you tried to stop from going in the net, right?
Yeah, I had my hand a couple times, wrist. Zdeno Chara broke my ankle with a slap shot in New York. Bunch of years back, so it's I've had my fair share, unfortunately, but I mean it's part of the business, and I'm happy to do it to help the team win. So I mean, I know that's part of my role, and you know, I enjoy doing it. I know that it's a weird thing to say, but it's actually enjoyable to go out there and throw the body around and block shots and do what you can for the team.
Man, that's an Irish-Italian dude talking right there. Ryan Callahan is on the line with us from the Tampa Bay Lightning. John Senning, what you got for him?
Ryan, you talked about how close you and your teammates are and how willing they are to constantly help you. How important is that aspect when it comes to the product that we are seeing on the ice right now? You guys are just killing it. Does being that close have a big effect on what we see in-game?
Yeah, it has a huge effect. This is probably one of the closest teams I've been on. And I think part of it is we've been together, kind of the core of us. Obviously, a couple pieces here and there have moved around. But for the past 4 or 5 years since I've been here, we've kind of had that same core and that building together, this team that has come into the product we have now. And we've had a couple deep playoff runs, which obviously brings you guys closer as a team, as a unit. And, yeah, that's a huge part of, I think, why we're having success this year is our unity in that room.
Ryan, you got Phil Esposito to record some stuff for you for your event on Saturday. You're usually working while he's broadcasting, so I don't know if you get to hear some of the things that he says about you guys, but he's unfiltered, and you may want to go back on the tape before you allow this guy to say things about you. He says he gets pretty frustrated with you guys sometimes.
Yeah, that's, I think he's so passionate. I mean, you know, I've obviously missed some games being hurt, things like that, and I've heard his broadcast, and you can't blame him for being passionate. You know, he cares about the organization, cares about the team. And you know, he was another guy that, you know, we asked him to voice over this horse race that we're doing. We're having a live, well, not live, but it's a videoed horse race that people can bet on the horses. Obviously, the money's going towards the charity, but the grand prize winner is going to get a pretty good trip to Kentucky, to Bourbon Country. So it's, once you hear more about that at the event, it's really exciting, that trip. We asked him to do the voiceover for the race, and he was another guy who jumped right at it and said, absolutely, anything I could do to help you and help the foundation. So
that's good stuff.
You know, he's another guy who cares.
We're speaking with Ryan Callahan about his event next Friday. Thank you very much to Charlie Belcher for putting us in contact with him. Micah, what do you have for Ryan?
Well, anytime I get to talk to an athlete, I like to ask the non-conventional stuff, like, what's your routine? What do you do on the day of? What's that pregame meal?
Right.
And you guys like to make fun of how the music I listen to all the time. So, Ryan, what's the kind of music that sets the tone for you before a game and gets you ready to go out on the ice?
I'm not a huge music guy. I'm a big country music fan, and that doesn't really help me play games, you know? You know, I love country music, but in the room is usually some hip hop, some you know, techno going on, things like that. Avicii gets played a lot in the room.
I like it.
Who's got the worst taste in music, Ryan? Who's got the worst taste in music on the team?
Call him out right now.
I guess the most surprising from his personality and kind of even how he plays on the ice is Anton Strahlman loves heavy metal music. If you ever meet him, that's probably the furthest thing you would think of when you meet him is that this guy listens to heavy metal music. But that's probably the weirdest one.
George Strait or Garth Brooks, Ryan?
Garth Brooks.
Oh, that's your boy right there, John.
Dustin Lynch or Chris Stapleton?
Chris Stapleton.
All right. I like it.
Seth, you
I've
and
got
I,
nothing.
I know, me too.
Bonnie Raitt or Dolly Parton.
Kenny Rogers or Charlie Pride. Kenny Rogers Roasters. Anyway, Ryan, I know you're a busy dude. We appreciate the time so much. Before we let you go, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you your insight on Andre Vasilevskiy. I'm a newfound hockey fan. Just the last couple of years when I moved over from Orlando to Tampa, I started really learning about hockey, and I have an appreciation now, I think, for what you guys do. But I don't know that I've ever seen an athlete impact a sport as much as I've seen Andre Vasilevskiy and what he's done for you guys. Talk for just a couple of seconds about what he brings to the team and what it means to have a brick wall like that behind you guys.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's hard to explain. You know, the his ability and the way he plays is unbelievable. And I think the biggest thing that I guess people don't see from game to game is the way he works. He's usually the first guy in the building, the last guy to leave. And, you know, you hear that about athletes, but it's true about him. I mean, the work he puts in is second to none. And, you know, to the point where coaches have to tell him, like, you know, you got to stop being in the weight room. You got to leave the rink. Like, you're playing every night. We can't have you here. You got to get your break and away from it, too. So I think that's a big part of why he's so successful. And what he does on the ice, I mean, speaks for itself. He's the backbone of our team. And there's no chance we are where we are right now if it wasn't for him. So
yeah, and just like he was to Ben Bishop, you've got Louis Domingue to Andre Vasilevsky. If something should happen or when he needs a break, you got a guy back there who can certainly make some stops. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's so important. Yeah, Louis's been unbelievable for us. And to have him, you know, just to give Vassie a break every once in a while, too, to you know, get that rest so he's ready to come playoff stretch. And to have a guy like Louis come in and you don't miss a beat. And, you know, he plays the way he does and he gets us wins and, you know, steals us games every once in a while. That's a pretty lethal 1-2 combo.
I'm sure you've met some crazy fans through the years. And before we let you go, there's a guy in our building who's such a Ryan Callahan fan that he named his dog after you. Chase from Hot 101.5. This is Ryan Callahan, the namesake for your dog, Callie.
Is this a first, Ryan? Has anyone ever named a dog after you? Or
I've had it before, yeah.
No!
So I'm not the first, huh?
No, dude, you won't
You're
be
not the
last.
First. But that's awesome. That's good stuff.
I tweeted him like a couple years ago, but I never got a tweet back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stammer follows me. I don't know what to tell you, Chase. Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'll direct message Stamkos and tell him to tell Ryan to get back to you. How about that?
Right. No problem.
Ryan, you're an awesome community guy. You're a hell of an athlete and a really good representative of Tampa Bay, man. We appreciate the time so much, and we'd love everybody to get out there to Armature Works next weekend for a really cool event.
Yeah. You get tickets, you go to RyanCallahanFoundation.org. That has all the information on there. You'll be able to get tickets on there. And it really is a unique opportunity for people to come out and have a few drinks with the entire Tampa Bay Lightning team. There's going to be casino games there, so you'll be able to stand next to Stammer and play blackjack with them. Like I said, there'll be a horse race there, which is going to be really cool and unique, interactive. So, you know, you don't get a chance like this too often to be able to have a few drinks with the Tampa Bay Lightning and rub shoulders with them. So go to RyanCallahanFoundation.org and grab the tickets and hopefully support a great cause.
It is a great cause, Ryan. Thank you so much for the time. Go Bolts. And, oh, my God. I can't believe I almost forgot.
Oh, no.
Is it jinxing? Ryan, is it jinxing you guys if I get a Tampa Bay Lightning Stanley Cup Champions 2019 tattoo this week?
Absolutely. Do not do that.
I'm so glad I asked. All right, well, there goes that cover-up idea. Oh my God! All right, done and done. All right, we'll see you next week.
I'd love to see it, but we don't need any jinx.
All right, man. We'll see you next week. Seriously, I know I'm going to be there, and I hope a couple of my guys will show up too. And we'll see you at the event next Saturday at Armature Works, man. I mean, next Friday at Armature Works.
Awesome, guys.
Thanks, bud.
I appreciate you guys having me
out. Oh, yeah. Dude, anytime, man. Thank you. Thanks, Chase. Appreciate you, man. And thanks to Charlie Belcher for his help in making that happen, because that was instrumental.
Yeah, he was great. Great connection.
That's what I was saying, is like a really good phone connection. You don't get that with an athlete a lot.
I mean, we could have probably talked to him for an hour, but...
yeah, for sure. But, I mean, he's got stuff to do.
It was fun.
It was good.
He was not hesitant or reticent at all to talk. He liked talking.
He's a veteran. I'll tell you what. One of the few guys you get athletes to promote an event. He actually had all the information. He knew. It wasn't even like he was reading anything. No. He's very aware of what's going on next Friday.
What a dude.
It's got to be tough to throw these events in season.
That's what I was saying. To get your whole team to show up in season, they don't get a lot of off nights. They play Saturday night.
Maybe they're looking for a nice night out with each other.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they're doing, because they don't see enough of each other. We don't ever go out, you know?
They're like achy, naked, and sweating with these guys for like 6 months at a time. I think they want a night off.
I will tell you this. No one spits like NHL players. I've never seen anything spit.
What, through their missing teeth area?
They're spitting all over the ice. The whole game, those guys are hawking loogies.
There is so much just stuff going on in their face between the teeth that are falling out. If you look, a lot of times when they have their mouth guards in, their mouth guards are full of blood constantly. Like, there is blood and spit and snot. Just, it's very.
This is a real man's sport.
It really is.
I get a lot of enjoyment out of watching hockey. By the way, to show how cool the Lightning are community wise, Monday the 25th is Pride Night, and a portion of the proceeds from the game will go to LGBTQ charities. That's a really cool thing they do.
I'd say, I had a question locked and loaded, but I didn't I wanted to ask him if he thinks baseball players are sissies. After you started reading his stats about 2,100 career hits and 600 career blocks, I wanted to see what he thinks about other sports.
Ryan strikes me as the kind of guy who wouldn't talk crap about them.
Well, right.
But
that's why I held on to it.
But I think if you were to examine the heart of a hockey player and the brain of a hockey player, you would know that they know that they're more physically skilled than the average baseball player. No, nothing against baseball players. But to do what those guys do on the ice.
Like, if we got hit with a puck like they did, we wouldn't be able to come to work here the next day.
No. Seth, I've been alive for 49 years. Ryan Callahan has hit other guys 2,100 times for work. I think four times in my life I've shouldered someone out of a way for something.
Well, you verbally thumb people every day.
Oh, yeah. Me and Callie are the same.
And you're the hit king when it comes to that.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait to tell my buddy Steven about that. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I see there wasn't a lot of buzz in the locker room about Stamkos following you on Twitter because Callie didn't seem to...
He laughed.
It was
gave a very knowing laugh. Yeah. He was like,
was that knowing? Yeah. I was like, oh.
So, well, that shot the tattoo idea right out of the water.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do that, was the response.
Well, you can do it, just don't let him know about it.
No, I don't want to know. He was very, like, I don't want to be hit. Like, they'll send a puck over the glass and hit me in the head with it.
They'll ban you.
I don't want to be banned. I'd like to be asked to be social captain at some point in time again. I mean,
who
would turn down an opportunity like that?
Never. I know. You didn't even get to be Micah's backup.
Sorry, with the zippy across town, whoever the hell that is. So, let's come back then with John's joints. John, what do you got for us today?
Oh, man, I've got a train ride that Micah is going to want to get on, and I will tell you how you have possibly been exposed to a drug-resistant bacteria.
That's next on True Garabo Lives John's Joints. Wow. Okay. Italiano Insurance wants to help you stretch out your take-home pay by helping you save money on insurance. Not something you think about a lot unless you listen to me every day, which I appreciate, but you could be saving thousands if you got a new pool enclosure or if you put a new roof on your house. Better yet, you could be saving yourself a lot of money down the road if you get flood insurance now, because if you wait until storm season, there's a named storm out there in the Atlantic or the Gulf. Insurance companies will not write you a flood policy. So get that taken care of right now when there are no named storms. Let Italiano Insurance do it for you. They are the experts. Get a free insurance checkup today by calling 813-877-7799. They represent many companies, and they can find the ones that fit you best. Home, auto, business, boat, life. You could be saving thousands of dollars. 813-877-7799 or italianoinsurance.com. With offices in Tampa and Boca Grande, Italiano has been serving our community for over 55 years.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.